We've been hearing how some parts of the area housing market are very hot right now, but that really hasn't been the case everywhere. Joining us for more is Ron Citrin of Long & Foster. And Ron, you told us last time you spoke to us the housing market is so hot in some spots that things have just been absolutely crazy for you. You haven't gotten a break. Nice enough for you to join us today. So tell us about some of the convincing numbers that are coming out of places like D.C. and Montgomery County. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it was April was a very strong month. If you look at, first off, of all the homes listed in April, 35% of them are already sold or under contract. That's a pretty high ratio just right off the bat. But if you take a look at all the homes that are for sale in D.C. and Montgomery County versus all the homes that are currently under contract in D.C. and Montgomery County, that ratio is pretty close to 50-50. About 48% of all those homes are already under contract.
We've been talking about Montgomery County, D.C., downtown D.C., these really hot areas. It's been these very desirable locations that have been hot lately, and that's what we've been focusing on. But there are other parts of our area, like Prince George's County, that were hit very hard by the foreclosure crisis, and the consensus was that they were not doing well, not nearly as well as these other places. But you say that Prince George's could be surging right now.
It is surging right now. I looked up the numbers this morning just in preparation of our conversation, and I was 58%, if you look at all the homes for sale versus under contract, 58% of them are under contract right now. That's better. That's doing better than D.C. and Montgomery County, and that really surprised me.
We heard so much about how many foreclosures were going to come on the market in Prince George's County, how many distressed properties were going to wreck that market. Why isn't that happening right now? Why the good news instead of the bad?
The foreclosure market seems to have slowed down, and the short sale market, the banks seem to be more strategic in how they're putting properties on the market. And I think at the same time as you're having a growing demand, one part of this equation is supply, is how many foreclosures or distressed properties are coming on. But at the same time, we're seeing really the affordability of housing right now with the low interest rates and the suppressed pricing has really created a lot greater demand.
And another area, Charles County, that has seen their property values be depressed by the economic climate. Are they doing better?
They're doing better. They're not keeping up with Prince George's County or Montgomery County or D.C., but they're improving. About 40% of all the properties that are currently out there for sale, about 40% of those are under contract.
So those are strong numbers in your opinion.
Yeah, but you have to remember, a few years ago, only like 20 to 30% of certain areas were under contract, and that was a really depressed market, and that's when the prices were dropping quite fast.
And you say right now that just across the area, a certain price range of properties is just flying off the shelves.
The lower the price, the faster it's selling. The whole entry-level market is moving as fast as it can. And a big part of this is being driven by rents increasing. And as rents go up, mortgage rates stay low. First-time home buyers look at this, and they do the math, and they say, I think I'm better off buying. And a lot of them are doing it. And the more, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more they do this, the greater it gains traction. Then people see a recovering market, and then people want to get back into the market.
But generally, you're saying the $1 million and under price range, very popular right now. The lower end is just incredibly popular. People really want to get in on that, but even up to $1 million, and then even more for the more desirable properties, it seems like generally strong right now.
It's generally strong. I think this market's being fed, I'm going to call it bottom up, has the lower priced properties, the entry level properties, as that market gets stronger and stronger, it's feeding and moving, helping everything else move up. I mean, as you get into the upper brackets, that market's still moving much slower. I mean, I don't want to say it's an unhealthy market, but it's not moving at the same speed as the lower price range.
So this is not just a market that affluent buyers are driving by jumping in on the most popular properties. This is really an across-the-board thing at the moment.
Yeah, and I think it's actually, you have a lot of first-time home buyers. You have a combination of first-time home buyers, which would typically be less affluent, and then you have the professional investors, which many times they may or may not be affluent, but they're looking at a different type of property, but all of them, the two of them combined are chasing the same properties, and those are the lower price range. And as they do that, I think it's beginning to see an upward trickle effect on that price range, which is going upward slowly.
Ron Citrin of Long & Foster.